graduated from Montgomery Blair High School in Silver Spring, but next week he could win an Oscar for his new documentary, executive produced by legends Werner Herzog and Errol Morris.
The Act of Killing interviews former Indonesian death squad leaders who killed a million suspected communists after a 1965 coup.
I felt as though I'd wandered into Germany 40 years after the Holocaust, only to find the Nazis still in power.
Director Joshua Oppenheimer interviewed 41 perpetrators before finding his main character, Anwar Kongo, who reenacts the killings in Hollywood genres of his choosing, from gangster pictures to lavish musicals.
He says, I would watch an Elvis Presley musical come out of the cinema, dance my way across the street, and in such moments I was able to kill happily.
When Anwar is shown these reenactments, he says, I can feel what the people I tortured felt. Oppenheimer disagrees, saying, you know it's only a film. They knew they were being killed. The film closes with an unforgettable twist of fate as Anwar erupts in a fit of dry heaving.
And Werner Herzog saw that scene, he said, it's as though the angel of vengeance has descended upon him. It's as though he's trying to vomit up the ghosts that haunt him, only to find that nothing comes up, because what haunts him is his past.
I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving The Act of Killing a disturbing 4 out of 4 stars.